For those of us who won't be watching Streaming with Laughter and might still want something to do, it's Binge Club. We're about to turn our attention to Andra Denita to find out about the three big feminist or feminine or women movies that we're going to be, and shows that we'll be talking about that have popped up. But first, remember to call me in about 8 minutes on 021-446-0567 to play Scrambled Guess. This week, of course, the chance to win R1,000 ready meal from Society Bistro, society.co.za. And that will be if you can answer the questions, all three questions, the first of which, in order to qualify to play, is which commuter service has been hit by an arson attack this morning? Which commuter service and which bus company is that? 23 minutes past 8. Andra Denita is standing by. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good morning.
You're very missed. Okay. Aww. I'm very glad that we get the opportunity to talk TV shows and movies. We are keeping it to the theme around women's shows. Why don't we talk a little bit about Bombshell?
Yes. I mean, this is such an incredible film for so many reasons. First of all, I love the name because it is about beautiful women being harassed, but also about a bombshell scandal that happened in the Fox agency. So I love that. It's very clever. But basically, it follows three women, Megyn Kelly, who obviously had that big debate with Donald Trump in 2016, that intense exchange, Gretchen Carlson, was the first woman who sort of came up and accused Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, of sexual harassment, and a new character that Margot Robbie plays, who's sort of like an amalgamation of all the women at Fox News who've experienced harassment. And it follows these three women and how they had to deal and navigate with this predator and working for him in order to get successful on-air anchor careers.
And it's interesting to see they seem to be three different generations of women, right? So Roger Ailes obviously has been there since the very beginning. And the Megyn Kelly is the central character played by Charlize Theron. And then Gretchen is the older. Gretchen Carlson, being played by Nicole Kidman, is sort of the dying breed, also of hot blonde bombshell, of a multi-generational strategy for on-air talent amongst women. And then, of course, Margot Robbie is the young upstart. And seeing how they've each reacted over the various generations. I mean, one could probably do something similar for everybody, anyone mentioned in the Me Too movement, a Woody Allen version or a Harvey Weinstein. But of course, this one has very clear outcomes with these big name ladies.
Definitely. And I think it's also interesting, particularly for me, I do watch Fox News just so that I can, you know, be balanced when I talk about things. But it's very difficult to feel sympathy for these anchors who, like, have such a strong agenda towards the right, which is conservative but not always great. And they're on air and they're shouting. And even during the height of the Roger Ailes scandal, the female anchors were there defending him like tooth and nail. So it was hard to find sympathy for them. But watching Bombshell and realizing these are still women who are being treated appallingly despite what they believe, despite how they look like. I mean, they're technically Karens, if that's what we class them today. But they still have a right to not work in a place that's toxic and fearful. You know, it's one of those things that put things in perspective for you.
I think you're right in terms of the story. I think the film did not delve into those nuances well enough. It was a hero movie for the three women, but it didn't actually unpack how ambitious they were and maybe that tension that you're highlighting of I can be ambitious and want to go after something, understanding how the system is constructed and that I had to in order to move forward. There wasn't a lot of acknowledgement for how much they undermined other cases by fighting for these right-wing perspectives.
For sure. I mean, there was a bit of a background with all the other women all of a sudden saying no, because one of the accusations was that they're not allowed to wear pants, they have to wear skirts. And then all of a sudden, it's like, no, we can wear pants, like the background characters. And there is a little bit of tension because Margot Robbie's character, young ingenue, if you will, she starts working for Gretchen Carlson, who's the older woman. And she has like this resentment towards her because she feels like she's not living up to the Fox name. One could also argue that Gretchen only came forward because now that she's past her prime, quote unquote, she's not getting the airtime that she wants. Now she feels sort of liberated to actually make a move on Ailes because, you know, she's older now, so she doesn't get as much attention, or she doesn't, you know what I mean?
When the patriarchy doesn't work for her, it isn't convenient. One could say it was convenient for her to fight against it, but in terms of a systemic framework, it was well presented. A little lighter on the local side, supporting South African film, and also just enjoying it, just because it's an interesting story. Seriously Single on Netflix, about a free living bestie who is trying to get her friend to pay closer attention to living her own life and not constantly seeking a partner. What are your thoughts here? Tell us a bit about it.
The two things I love the most about this movie is seeing Joburg, which is where I grew up, in such a beautiful cinematic light. It is so beautifully shot. And the other thing is that even though it is a very stereotypical rom-com, it follows all the tropes to a T, it's still unapologetically South African. You know, the way that they talk, the way that they speak, the places that they go, it's South African, and you can't help but feel nostalgic and awesome watching it. It just, you feel proud.
You do, and you're right. It traveled very well, by the way. It's great to be able to tell the South African nuances of a story, and at the same time allow it to travel. As I mentioned before, it was on top 10 and top 5 watch lists on Netflix in I think something like 30 countries. The weekend that it came out, and the producers going on about, oh my gosh, we're being congratulated in languages we don't understand. Where is Samoa? All kinds of questions like that. An interesting one, and as you say, not necessarily challenging you, just a cute rom-com here.
Yes, a tad too long, in my opinion.
A lot of
South African films that get put into the international spotlight are the big tragedies and the big dramatic, often poverty porn films. So it's nice to show people that there's another side of South Africa that's still fun, of people living their best lives. Like, we also have clubs, we also do nonsense. Like, it's great.
And then finally, very quickly, also a very familiar trope. This set it off kind of robbery by the good guys kind of trope has come up. This film has been remade a couple of times, Good Girls, but it's a series.
Yes. So it's like the female version of Breaking Bad. It's these three women in Michigan who are all struggling financially somehow and get roped into money laundering. And they like literally become part of this gang. And it's just, it's fascinating to watch, because it's one of those things where it's like, oh, these housewives, well, one is a housewife, one is a mom with a sick child, and another is just a mess of a mother. I know that sounds mean, but she really is if you watch the show. just like trying to figure out how to like solve all their problems. The men in their lives have failed them in some way, and they decide to take things matters into their own hands, and then now they're navigating this criminal underworld. And it's fascinating to watch, because it's one of those contrasting things, like, housewife, mom, drug lord, money launderer. How does that fit? And it's cool.
And a little bit more real than Weeds, I'd probably say. Christina Hendricks playing really well, as well as Retta, the comedian Retta, as two of the leads. And it was a fun gander. And yeah, nice to see moms that are standing up for themselves and taking things into their own hands, particularly Christina's character of a stay-at-home mom who was dismissed by a cheating and philandering husband, and who is now, you know, a crime lord, which is kind of cool. Very quickly, let's rate those for Bombshell, Binge or Cringe.
Binge.
Fabulous. For Seriously Single, Binge or Cringe?
I'm going to give it a reluctant binge, just because it is a long for me, but also we need to support local films and it's beautifully shot.
And Good Girls, all three seasons, Binge or Cringe?
Binge. I binge season 3 in a day.
Fabulous. These are great selections. I'm impressed. All right. Thank you so much, Andrew, Danita. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to our next Binge Club with you.